Ever feel like you need a PhD just to understand blockchain gas fees?
Yeah, you're not alone. Whether you're like deep in the DeFi world or just starting to explore, those fluctuating fees, they can really feel like a head scratcher. So today we're doing a deep dive into the mechanics and maybe even like a little bit of the strategy behind gas fees. And we're going to be dissecting a really insightful piece from Goblin's Cache called How is a Gas Fee Set? So
Yeah.
are you ready to decode gas fees, maybe learn a trick or two?
Let's go. I've got to say, even when I think I've got like a decent handle on blockchain stuff, gas fees still feel kind of mysterious to me.
Yeah, it's a common stumbling block for sure. But the truth is, these fees are like the engine that keeps this whole system running. You know, smoothly, securely.
Okay, so let's break it down. I always hear it's all about supply and demand. What's the simplest way to think about that?
Imagine this. You've got this incredibly secure but limited network of computers, and they're processing every single transaction.
Okay.
So when activity spikes, the demand for that processing power goes way up.
And just like that, the cost of each transaction, the gas fee rises.
Exactly. And make sure that those who are willing to pay a premium get their transactions prioritized,
Yeah.
especially when things get congested.
So if the network's like a highway, more traffic equals higher tolls. But here's the thing. The Goblin's Cash article points out that it's not just one single gas fee.
Right.
There are a few components within that fee, each with its own purpose. And they all add up to what you see on your screen. Think of it like this. When you submit a transaction, you're entering it into an auction.
An auction.
Yeah, an auction for processing power, basically.
And the way you participate is by setting your gas limit, which is the maximum you're willing to pay for that transaction to go through.
So if I'm like feeling impatient and I set a really high gas limit, my transaction's just gonna jump to the front of the line.
You got it. Higher gas limit equals, general
It's so
equals, faster processing.
right.
And this is crucial. If your transaction ends up using less gas than your limit,
I get refund
yes,
on the difference.
precisely. But if it goes over, let's
Oh.
just say it's not a good day. So that's why. Finding that sweet spot for your gas limit is key.
Okay, so there's strategy involved. It's not just like throwing money at the problem.
Absolutely. And then there's the priority fee, sometimes called a tip.
Okay, so this is where we slip the validator, a little something extra for even faster service.
Exactly. It's like a little extra incentive
Yeah.
to kind of push your transaction ahead of others with maybe the same gas limit.
Gotcha. So we've got our bid with the gas limit. We've got a little something extra to sweeten the deal. With the priority fee, what's the third piece of this gas fee puzzle?
That would be the base fee. And this is where things get really interesting, especially with Ethereum's EIP-1559 upgrade.
Okay. I've heard whispers about this EIP-1559 thing. It's supposed to be a bit of a game changer, right?
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
So before EIP-1559, the base fee was this constantly fluctuating element, and it made it incredibly difficult to predict gas costs accurately.
Yeah.
But with EIP-1559, Ethereum introduced.
Much more stable, predictable system.
It's a little less of a roller coaster ride.
You could say that. EIP-1559 brought in this really interesting mechanism where a portion of that base fee would
Deserved.
actually
Done.
burned, as in like
Yeah.
digitally incinerated.
You got it. And this burning has huge implications because it directly impacts the supply of Ether, Ethereum's native cryptocurrency.
Okay, you've officially blown my mind. We're burning money now to make the system better. I love it. This is why I love blockchain. But so, why does burning the base fee matter so much for Ether's supply?
Well, think about it like this. When you reduce the supply of something,
Yeah.
especially something like Ether, that's at the heart of
Yeah.
this whole growing ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
You potentially increase its value over time.
It's like finding like a rare vintage comic book in the attic, and suddenly it's not just paper anymore.
Exactly. Scarcity plays a role. Now, while it doesn't guarantee like a price surge, it
Yeah.
definitely shakes things up. But it's important to note that Ethereum's system isn't the only game in town. Each blockchain kind of has its own way of handling gas fees.
Right. It's a whole ecosystem out there, but
Yeah.
okay, let's talk practicalities for a second.
Yeah.
Knowing all this stuff about gas fees, are there any like smart moves that our listeners can make to maybe avoid overpaying or just like getting tripped up?
Absolutely. One of the simplest things is to make friends with gas fee calculators. Think of them as like a crystal ball that shows you network congestion before you make a transaction.
Yeah, gas fee calculators are my go-to. They've saved me a lot of grief. What else should people kind of keep in mind?
Timing is everything. If you can, try to avoid peak hours on whatever blockchain you're using.
Right.
When the network's less congested, transactions tend to be smoother and cheaper.
So it's like planning your commute, but blockchain style.
Exactly. And then another tip is some wallets actually give you the power to just gas prices manually. So if you're feeling really strategic, you can try to optimize your costs that way.
I like it, more control. I've also heard about something called batch transactions. Is that worth looking into?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you've got like a bunch of transactions to make, bundling them together can be way more efficient and cost effective than doing them one by one. Think of it like taking one well-planned trip to the grocery store instead of making 10 separate trips.
Right. Makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the like mechanics of gas fees to how EIP 1559 kind of shook things up. We've even gotten some like insider tips from you. As we kind of wrap this up, what's the key takeaway you want listeners to like really remember?
I think it's that. Gas fees are a fundamental part of how these blockchain networks operate. They incentivize security. They ensure reliability. And although they can feel complex, understanding the basics can really empower you to navigate the blockchain world more effectively.
Yeah. Knowledge is power, as they say. Any final thoughts for our listeners as they continue their blockchain journeys?
I'd say don't stop exploring. The world of blockchain technology is constantly evolving with new innovations and solutions emerging all the time. So who knows what the future holds for gas fees? It can be fascinating to see.
I'm with you on that one. And there you have it, folks. You've now got the lowdown on blockchain gas fees.
From the basics to some pretty savvy strategies. Until next time, keep on diving deep.